You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast, and today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. It is Wednesday, June 30th in the year 2021. And no matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast or if you're watching us on YouTube or WKYC.com, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today in segment number two, Brandon Simberg will be joining us once again, just like last week. But this week, he'll be recapping Dwayne Washington Jr.'s performance in the NBA Combine. Segment three, NFL.com put out a top under 25 list. There were not one, but multiple Buckeyes that made the cut, made the team. Who are they? Stick around to find out. But first, the Buckeyes in the Olympics. The Olympic Games are this year. They were canceled last year due to the Rona. And I am oh so happy, oh so excited to sit down on my couch or go somewhere else and watch the Olympics, watch whatever sport is being out there, and for rooting for my country. USA! USA. Yes, trust me, I'm going to be that guy that is USA all the way. Shades to the D2 Mighty Ducks. I don't know why I said USA, and I go back to Team USA. We're going all the way. That line from D2 Mighty Ducks. Team USA in that movie, I love watching that. The Mighty Ducks movie, that trilogy, it's amazing. I think the second one might be my favorite because the Team USA aspect that they pulled into those games. And I'm happy and excited because not just one Buckeye, not just two Buckeyes, but a record total of 26 Ohio State athletes will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics. That is correct, 26. They will, not all of them will be representing the country of the United States of America. As we all know, with collegiate sports, especially with a school like Ohio State that is competing at the highest of highest levels, you're going to get people that are from all over the world that come to America, that come to the Ohio State University to compete in different athletic fields. And this is one of those years. Some of those athletes can showcase their skills, not on a high-level collegiate stage, not on a national stage, but for the entire world to see. The full list of those athletes that will be representing their countries in this year's Olympic Games are one of them, Miss Adelaide Aquila, track and field. She's represented the United States. You remember her? She was a female athlete of the year this year at the Ohio State University. Hunter Armstrong, a swimmer representing the USA. Anavia Battle, track and field, represented the USA. Christine Clemens, track and field, represented the USA. Forget if I mentioned it. Adelaide Aquila is track and field. She is a shot putter that will be representing the United States of America. Henry Leverett, shooting, representing the USA. Jackson Leverett. Wonder if they're brothers. Shooting as well. Probably they could be twins, representing the USA. Ruby Ramati, synchronized swimming, representing the USA. Kyle Snyder, wrestler, USA. Alec Yoder, gymnastics, USA. Mark Antoine Bloss Bellinger, fencing, Canada. Emily Armstrong, synchronized swimming, Canada. Ruslan Gaziev, swimming, representing Canada. Alana Goldie, fencing, Canada. Eleanor Harvey, fencing, Canada. These names, I practiced them before, but it's a whole lot trickier when you're just rattling them off. Nichelle Prince, soccer, Canada. Elodie Rivera, rowing, France. Aneta Kieran, I'm going to butcher that one. Aneta K is first letter of the last name, rowing, Greece. Maria K, same last name, probably sisters, rowing from Greece. Alessandra Montesano, rowing from Italy. Diego Cervantes, fencing from Mexico. Ilse Paulus, rowing, Netherlands. Misha, not pronouncing it, K, gymnastics from New Zealand. Maggie Berry, track and field, Sierra Leone. Had never even heard of that country. Ana Seed Centelus, rowing from Spain. Matthew, not going to pronounce that one. It's an A, from swimming, Sri Lanka. Then Eric Harrison, track and field, Trinidad and Tobago. A long list of names. You see me butchering some of the foreign names. I try my best when practicing them and then going through them here on the show. But some of those names are tricky. If you're like me, you're probably going to focus a lot on the basketball, a lot on the track and field, a lot of the gymnastics and the swimming. But as you've heard, it's not just the track and field, the gymnastics. There's no basketball athlete that came from The Ohio State University that's playing, that's going to be performing in the Olympics. But there are some rowers. There are some fencers. There are synchronized swimmers that will be representing the Ohio State University, as well as representing the country, United States of America, and the other countries that are represented. Some Canada, Sri Lanka, I want to say Sri Lanka, Trinidad and Tobago, Greece, Italy, France, all around the world, people embark upon The Ohio State University. At the same time, yes, if they win, they're going to wear their flag, drape it around their shoulders, and wear that thing proudly. But at the same time, that you may see somebody out there wearing an Ohio State something, a shirt, a headband, a hat, shoes, pants, shorts, whatever it may be, because you're not just representing one thing. You can represent multiple things as you're on the grandest of stages to represent your country and the other people that have helped you get to this point in your career in this year's Olympic Games. Comes around every 4 years. Unfortunately, there was a five-year delay between the last one and this year's, but it doesn't matter. The Olympics are here. They're right around the corner. I believe they start about less than a month from now. I think it's like the 23rd or 24th of July. Excited. Right at the end of the NBA Finals, go right into the Olympics. Your boy Jay is here for this kind of action. Let's step away very, very quickly. When we come back, we will be joined by Brandon Simberg from BustingBrackets.com to help us learn more about what and how Dwayne Washington Jr. performed in this year's NBA Combine. But first, check this out. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And joining us now, well, once again here on Locked On Buckeyes, is Brandon Simberg from BustingBrackets.com. Last week he was with us talking about the G League Elite Camp. This week he's with us to talk about the NBA Combine. Brandon, welcome back to the podcast.
Jay, it's great to be back. It wasn't a long time ago that we were talking about the G League Camp. You know, now we're seeing each other on a weekly basis. Who knows? Maybe I should up my Ohio State football knowledge so I could become a weekly guest.
I wouldn't mind that at all. Brandon, what was it like from your standpoint covering the NBA Combine, the biggest stage for these players to showcase their skills prior to the draft?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was a dream come true. You know, I love the draft. I love being in the gym. So just being able to be there and see all these teams, all these draft experts, all these great players was an awesome experience. And one thing I'll never take for granted again is being able to be in a gym without a mask on and just kind of sit next to people and talk to people and not have to worry about the COVID protocols. So You know, that's something we kind of lost last year, and that this was really my first time being in a gym without a mask, and it felt like normal again. So that was just awesome to have.
That's a really good sign, really good thing to be where you are and really realize and understand. Yeah, things are getting more normal than they were, which is a good sign for, I believe, everybody in America. What was it like while you were at the combine watching Dwayne Washington Jr. play? What kind of performance did he have last week?
Yeah, so I talked about this last week. You know, he balled out the G League combine in the two scrimmages and shot the ball really well and was definitely one of the five best players there. So now going into this week, I was like, well, can he keep that up? Because my knock on Dwayne Washington during the season was at times he looked like an NBA player. He, you know, shot the ball terrifically and was almost unguardable. But then there were games where he just didn't bring it and he couldn't hit shots. So I was like, does he do his up and down thing again like he did during the season? But that was not the case. Dwayne Washington Jr. really helped himself this week at the NBA Combine and totally looked like he belonged. His first scrimmage, he wasn't great. He was 4-for-9 from the field, but he showed some passing ability with 4 assists. And then the second scrimmage, I think the last one that NBA team saw of him, that's where he really left his mark. 6-of-7 from the field, 2-for-3 from three, 17 points, also had 2 assists. So he left a really good impression on teams before the combine ended.
6-of-7 from the field, that efficiency that people were screaming for and calling for me numerous times here on the podcast saying, Junior, you're good enough to be very, very efficient. Don't take the wild shots. That 6-of-7 in your last game, that's a great way to leave a last impression on these scouts and these coaches and executives saying, hey, the last thing you saw of me was me being efficient on the court. Something that at times during the season you couldn't say about Junior when he was playing basketball.
Absolutely. And it was against, you know, guys who are going to be first and second round picks in the NBA draft. Like, you know, it wasn't against maybe some of these lower tier Big Ten teams. You know, Washington showed that he can do it against the best of the best. Physically, he didn't look overmatched at all. You know, his size for a guard was impressive. He did some nice things on the defensive end. So he completely looked like he belonged last week.
That's one thing I was going to ask you next was defensively, because he's not really known as a defensive stopper, someone that is consistent on the defensive end. Was that an area where he looked like he could hold his own on the defensive end?
100%. You know, I think he's pretty strong physically for a guard. Like, he's got a really good frame. He measured in at just under 6'4". So that kind of gives him the versatility to guard point guards or maybe guard shooting guards that aren't just huge. And I was really impressed with his communication and his activity level. I think I mentioned it last week, but at the NBA camp too, if Dwayne Washington was on the floor, you knew it just from listening. You could close your eyes and just listen, and you would be able to hear him. And the way he communicated on defense and talked out switches and defensive coverages, that was really good to see. So, yeah, I think that defensively, if teams were concerned on that end, I don't think they're concerned anymore.
What's one area that he can't, because his career is not over, no matter if he's going back to Ohio State or staying in the NBA draft, his career is not over. From what you saw the past couple weeks, where can he improve his game and where did he excel and make his mark as a basketball player that these guys could say, yeah, he excelled in this one area?
Well, I think he excelled in his shooting and not just simple, you know, catch and shoot stats, like his ability to, you know, come off a down screen off the move and hit a three or catch the ball, take a few dribbles, get to a spot, hit a jump shot. But I think the next step in his development would be to kind of use that dribbling and using the gravity he creates off his jumper to get to the rim. I don't think he put a ton of pressure on the rim and got there a ton. And that's definitely something you can improve on. And when you're a good shooter, you're going to draw defenses out. So using his strength as a perimeter shooter and his dribbling to all of a sudden leverage that into becoming someone who attacks the rim more and gets to the rim.
Last question. It's something I didn't ask you last week, but I wanted to hit it with you this week when we knew we were going to have you back on the show. EJ Liddell, Dwayne Washington Jr., they both put themselves into the NBA draft process. I believe they have until July 2nd. I think it's July, sometime coming up soon for when they have to make their announcement if they're going to stay in the draft process or come back and play one more year, at least one more year of college basketball. What do you think Liddell's decision will be, and what do you think Dwayne Washington Jr.'s decision will be?
So I'll start with Liddell, who, you know, like I mentioned in the G League podcast, he did not have he did not have a great combine for himself. You know, he just didn't. it was a great event for him. He wasn't super big physically. He just kind of looked overmatched. So I think for Liddell, it would be in his best interest to come back, improve that three-point shot. All of a sudden, next year, you're looking at a much better prospect. So Liddell should probably come back. Washington, man, I don't know what I would tell him if I was advising him, because there is the scenario where he comes back next year and improves that shooting efficiency, and you know teams are kind of all the way in on him. But I think he's just kind of a two-way contract G League player anyway, and he's worked himself into that position right now. So I don't know how much higher his stock can even get. Like, I feel like this momentum that he has and the way he played in front of NBA teams, it might be too good to pass up on. So I think Washington's really a 50-50 decision right now. And if I were advising him, I would probably tell him just to enter the draft. But, you know, if him and Liddell do come back, Ohio State's a top 10 team at worst next year, and the opportunity to play, you know, in the opportunity to kind of go further in the tournament and do something after the way last season ended, that could be enticing to him as well. So Dwayne Washington has a lot to consider, and I think he's one of the most interesting stay or go decisions that we have on our hands.
Man, this is fun, Brandon. We might have to have you know some more about football, so have you make you be a weekly guest during the college football season. Brandon Simberg, this has been fun. If you could, once again, did it last week, do it once again this week. Let everyone know where they can follow you on Twitter, then also where they can catch some of your articles as well.
Yeah, so follow me on Twitter at Brandon Simberg. It's just the name, how it's spelled. You'll see it in the pod description. And then, yeah, I write for the student newspaper at the University of Illinois, the Daily Illini. So I'll have Illinois and some Big Ten coverage there. Once the deadline ends, I want to do a kind of a way too early preseason Big Ten ranking. So, you know, Dwayne Washington's decision will affect Ohio State standing. And then NBA draft's coming up in a month or so, and I'll be doing a ton of coverage over at bustingbrackets.com. So follow me on Twitter, and you can see all my content.
Absolutely. Brandon Simberg, thank you for coming back on the podcast, man. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Jay, thanks for having me as always.
Did you know that Built Bar has nine delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. One of my friends recently told me they like Built Bars. They buy them on a regular basis. I gave them the promo code, and they started to rattle off some of their favorite flavors. If you're curious what their favorite flavor is or what the list of flavors are, here you go. Coconut and coconut almond, and cherry and raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and even salted caramel as well. Built Bars aren't only tasty, they're also healthy for you too. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and it's also great for that friendly keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your first order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, to get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. And as we roll on and continue and wrap up today's episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Looking ahead to Friday's show, the plan is to have my guy Ryan Roberts from Coast to Coast Scouting on with us, talk a little offensive line projection for the NFL draft. He's watched a lot of film. Talk a little Thayer Mumford, Nicholas Petit-Frere, and a few more as well. Might even hit him about the mock draft that he recently put out. Might hit him with that at the beginning, because your boy has some questions. NFL draft is coming up next year. Less than a year from now will be the 2022 NFL draft, and players like Thayer Mumford, Seven Banks, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, just to name a few, are expected to be drafted into next year's NFL draft. Will they be first-round picks? Will they be day two picks? That is to be determined. We can speculate that all summer, all offseason long, even at the end of next season. We will still speculate that very thing until the draft starts. But for some Buckeyes that are already in the NFL, previously played at the Ohio State University, they've already gone through the draft process. They have already been selected, and some of them have already made a name for themselves in the National Football League. Recently, NFL.com, around the NFL writer Nick Shook, made a list of the 2021 All-Under-25 team It's headlined by Lamar Jackson. No surprise there, but he is not the only one that has been killing that's on there. You got running back, a former Big Ten running back, Jonathan Taylor. Is he running back? Josh Jacobs, a guy who did not start at Alabama, who is on there as well. But there are not just one. There are not just two. There are multiple Buckeyes that made the cut. I believe the list starts for the Buckeyes. Once you get to the defense, it is Nick Bosa, 23 years old, from the San Francisco 49ers. Here's what the writer had to say about Nick Bosa and why he made the list. Quote, like Saquon Barkley, Bosa missed all but two games of the 2020 season with an ACL tear. But his defensive rookie of the year campaign and sky-high potential still stand as a stronger case than others considered, i.e. Brian Burns. Bosa was only the second rookie to post 9 or more sacks, 15-plus tackles for loss, and 25-plus QB hits since 2006. Goodness gracious, that's a very long time. The only player in the elite club, Von Miller. We expect Bosa to resume his journey in 2021 as the same problem-causing edge rusher who recorded 4 sacks in the postseason in 2019. When it comes to the Bosas, I was always more of a Joey Bosa fan, maybe because he at the time I was like, oh, he's played more years. Maybe he's in what he did, his get off, his leverage, his length, his strength, his arm placement. I mean, it was very, very hard to find a flaw in his game. But Nick Bosa has been better. Think about, too, the time that Joey Bosa and what he did at Ohio State. Many people thought, well, can the bar be raised at Ohio State? Unfortunately, against TCU, I believe it was a 2018 season, Nick Bosa got an abdominal injury, and he did not continue to play. He left the school. But if he did play the rest of the year, if the injury was not there or wasn't as severe, we probably would have seen the best or the better Bosa that year in 2018, because Nick Bosa was that dude. Another defender, edge defender, is Chase Young, 22 years old, playing for the Washington football team. Here's what the writer had to say about Chase Young and why he made the cut. Quote, Young finished with 7.5 sacks as a rookie and likely would have had more had he not been forced to fight through a groin injury suffered early in the season. He still won the Defensive Rookie of the Year award after becoming the first rookie with 10-plus QB hits, 10 or more tackles for loss, and 3 or more fumble recoveries since Clay Matthews in 2009. Young was one of just 6 players with at least 4 forced fumbles and 10 or more tackles for loss in 2020, joining the likes of Aaron Donald and last year's selection for this spot, Myles Garrett. It seems as if Young is only just getting started in his promising career, end quote. Chase Young, enough said. You got a Bosa, you got a Chase Young on this list. It makes a lot of sense why these two individuals made the cut. There's one more defender, one more individual that made the cut, made the list, that is a former Buckeye himself. Let me get back to his name. It is Mr. Denzel Ward. I remember when we had Mary Kay Cabot on talking about Tommy Togiai. She's a beat writer for the Cleveland Browns, and she was very, very excited. Part of the reason she liked Tommy Togiai coming to the Browns, being drafted by the Browns, was because of what Ohio State and how Ohio State developed Denzel Ward and the possibility of what Denzel Ward can be groomed into and develop into, and what Tommy Togiai can be groomed into, matured into, and developed into as well in Cleveland. Here's what the writer had to say about Denzel Ward making this team. Quote, Ward posted the league's second best tight window rate at 40.5%, minimum 40 targets, trailing only Jair Alexander in the category. Known for having, in the words of the inimitable Mike Mayock, I don't know why it's so hard to say that word, oily hips, Ward excels at staying in the hip pocket of pass catchers from snap to whistle. He's also reliable when it comes to making a play on the ball, leading all qualifying corners in ball hawk rate last season per Next Gen Stats. If the Browns are smart, Ward will be in Cleveland for a long time, end quote. You got a Bosa, you got a Chase Young, you got a Denzel Ward. top under 25 in 2021. Is it likely the Buckeyes will have somebody on the list next season? It is a likely. Who will it be? I'm not sure just yet. Will J.K. Dobbins take that next step to be a better back in year two than Jonathan Taylor was last year? We'll have to wait and see, because JT went off when Marlon Mack got hurt for the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of good Buckeyes out there. A lot of guys that'll be turning heads. You may see some guys, Chase Young, Bosa, return to that list because they just kill in the National Football League. Guys, this has been fun, a fun Wednesday show. You can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Big show, big show. Big show coming on Friday. My guy Ryan Roberts from Coast to Coast Scouting will be with us talking offensive linemen, a little mock draft time as well. And, well, you know, I got to poke fun at Ryan anytime that I can, because we do enjoy doing shows together. In the meantime, between now and Friday, if you're not at the gym working out, if you're not driving, go on your phone, search a little bit. Search the Locked On Today podcast, because it is the place to get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcasts.